The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Berrientos, Robin Perry Braun, and Ron Inserta. Hello, everyone. How you doing today?
Hello.
Everybody doing good?
Hello, yes.
All right. Hanging out.
Yeah, so.
Ooh, you look cute.
Why, thank you. I'm rocking my rocker jacket, my new rocker jacket.
Woo-hoo.
I got it 80% off, and it's so me. I can't even tell you.
Isn't it? I love it.
The other thing I like the most about it is my I probably shouldn't say this on the air, but I like that my boobs look smaller. I like that it's
said no one ever.
It's got such great coverage. I mean, it's just a cute little jacket, yeah. But it's BA, and it's not slutty or anything.
Yeah,
it's just a cute little cool jacket, and I like the fact that, you know, I'm completely covered up. I really like that.
Carrie Underwood, American Idol, singing Alone.
The what?
When she sang Alone on American Idol in her audition. That's what she looked like that. She
oh,
looked
she,
like you.
Did she? Oh, my gosh. Well, that, yeah. What a nice compliment. Thank you. I love her. Well, you know, I've been thinking about becoming a country western singer.
There you go. Yeah.
She's dead serious, people.
I'm dead serious.
She wants to start a band.
I want to start a band. Why not, right? I mean, I've been writing music on and off for years, and I love to sing, and I think I could take some singing lessons so I could sing even better and then get a bunch of people together and start, you know, start a little country western band. I'm serious. And maybe
that's
a little,
right. So,
or maybe rock a, what do you call it? If it's rock and country, I don't like that word. Rock, is it rockabilly or something like that? But I love rock and roll too. Maybe we'll write some rock songs. I don't know.
That's right. Well, one of the cool things about you, Bernadette, is nothing's ever impossible for you. It's, if you want to do it, you do it.
Well,
you go for it.
And I don't care if I fail.
Exactly.
You know? I don't.
It's a great attitude.
You gotta try certain things,
yeah.
You know? And I know I can write music. I've written really good music before.
Cool.
In fact, I was writing a love song over the weekend. I was.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's what, you know, when you've got a broken heart, that's what happens.
Yeah.
So you write really good music when you've got a broken heart. So,
But
anyway, I've got some great news. The Wellbeing Journal has jumped on as a sponsor of One Life Radio.
Awesome.
And so that's pretty cool. And, of course, I've been sharing their information for years. And so it's great. So Paleo Magazine and Wellbeing Journal are both, I almost said in bed with us. That's just kind of like a business expression. But, you know, it's probably not the nicest expression, is it? Everyone.
Yeah. I don't really think that sounds.
Yeah.
Like, well, it's a, I don't know.
Well, it's just because you're warm and cuddly, that's all, you know, in a good way, not in a weird way.
That's right.
Right? Well, gosh, there's been a lot going on. Well, first of all, we've got a really great lineup today. We've got Ron Inserta in studio, going to be talking about the difference in lifting between men and women. So a lot of people will be interested in that. Robin Perry Braun is going to be talking about what happens to your brain during meditative states. And we've got Dr. Michelle Perro on. She's a medical doctor. She is a veteran pediatrician with over 35 years of experience in acute and integrative medicine. She's been on the show before. I'm holding her book in my hand. And of course, she's right up my alley because, you know, I've been doing what she's, you know, been doing for a long time, too. And that is getting to the root of illness, what causes it, especially in children, and how to cure it naturally. I know you're not supposed to say cure, but fix it. Let's say fix it. And her book, What's Making Our Children Sick? How Industrial Food is Causing an Epidemic of Chronic Illness and What Parents and Doctors Can Do About It. It's a great book, exploring the links between GM foods, glyphosate, and gut health. Speaking of GM foods and glyphosate, which is made by Monsanto, did you guys see this article from National Public Radio that these citizen regulators in Arkansas defied Monsanto and now they're under attack? We're hoping to get this group of farmers on the show, maybe even this week, to talk about it. It's all very interesting. Anything you might like to add?
No, just, you know, no matter what, we live in a consumer-driven society. And when the consumer gets educated and they change, then business has to change to accommodate the consumer. So we really have more power than people think by just making different choices.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we stop buying GMO foods, when we become aware, when we start buying more organic, then the, you know, the law of supply and demand, more people will produce organic because there's a higher demand.
Right.
And it just changes because it's an economy-driven society.
You know? Well, and, you know, tonight at the Center for Brain Health, last week, Dr. Russell Foster, who is a PhD and a... he's a professor at Oxford, isn't he? I believe he's a professor. And anyway, he was talking about sleep. Well, tonight at the Center for Brain Health, they have this lecture series on Tuesdays. And there is the author of the book. It's P. Morali. Oh, my goodness. I should have practiced this beforehand. Dora.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
You say it. Come
I
on.
Don't, I have
Come
no
on.
Clue.
Okay, so it's spelled D-O-R-A. So there's Dora is a whammy. Dora is a whammy.
Dora is a whammy.
There you go.
Dora is a whammy.
Anyway, they're going to be... Talking about the book tonight, the Alzheimer's Action Plan. So if someone in your family has Alzheimer's, it might be good if there's tickets still available to go to the Center for Brain Health here tonight in Dallas, Texas. It's world renowned. Sandra Bond Chapman is the founder, an executive director, and a wonderful woman. And I might add, talk about a fashionista. My God, she looked so lovely last week.
I wish I could have seen her.
I don't know where she gets her clothes, probably in Europe, because they're so beautiful. She's always so beautifully dressed, but she's also a beautiful woman inside and out. She's just an astounding woman. And we're lucky to have the Center for Brain Health right here in Dallas, Texas. And so there was something else your Facebook post. Facebook post about Nicholas Cruz and about all the thing that all these
had in common.
All, what do we want to call? I think he's a victim, quite frankly.
Yeah. So every mass killer who's done school shootings and even, you know, the mother who drowned her four kids, blah, 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 on and on. The one thing they all had in common is they were all on prescription pharmaceuticals for depression, anxiety, some sort of psychotropic medication.
Yeah. Which is really scary when you think about how those are just handed out like candy.
And
people
literally,
it's like really disturbing.
And if you watch the more extensive documentary, is some of these people literally committed their acts the day after they went on the medication.
Wow.
And homicidal and suicidal ideation are some of the potential side effects of these meds. And I think that, you know, I'm not going to get into pro or anti-meds, but one of the things that could be done is that the doctors could be more informative from the get-go. If you have any thoughts of suicide or any strange thoughts or whatever, you immediately come in, you stop taking the drug, you immediately
Well, and a
intervene.
High school student's got no business owning an AK-47 or whatever it was, AK-15, whatever it was that he owned. Why would you need an assault rifle for any reason, let alone if you're in high school? We really do. We need to have an amendment, I believe, to the Constitution as far as
the ease with which you can just semi-automatic weapons. Yeah.
It's pretty scary. So, on a lighter note, Ron Inserta, who is, he's a very experienced strength and speed coach, working with hundreds of athletes from the NBA, NFL, PGA, and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, but he knows a lot about fitness, and that's why he's here. But I was in CVS last week, and I saw this at an end cap, and I bought it because I wanted to see what Daniel Tagg and what Ron had to say about this. So it's a ball. We'll actually put it on social media so you know what we're talking about, so you don't buy it.
Looks like a cat toy.
Biggest, it does. It's like a cat toy, except worse. It's useless. And it's expensive, too. I think it was like $24.99 or $34.99. It was a lot. I remember thinking, gee, should I really get this? Even if it's just, if I thought it had any type of use, I would keep it, but it doesn't. And I'm going to let Ron take it from here.
Yeah, well, you can get some exercise out of finding the receipt and taking this back to the store.
Yeah,
okay. There you go.
And that would be more effective than what this thing is,
supposed to do.
Yeah, it says conditioning, strengthening. First off, it replaces up to 35 pounds of free weights, and this thing maybe weighs 8 ounces.
Right.
That's what I thought.
I'd be like, wow, how does this thing work?
What are you supposed to do? Yeah,
I read the instructions and I'm looking at it, trying to figure it out. And first off, I think if I'm getting frustrated, the general consumer is probably going to get a little irritated.
Since you're an experienced athlete and coach.
Yeah. And, you know, for $25, you can get some things for the home that would be a lot more effective for, you know, this is specific to strengthening the sets for the hands and for the forearms.
Yeah, but it's got pictures. Let me see it for a second. It says it says even more than that, and it's got a picture of somebody playing hockey and swinging a baseball bat and swinging a golf club and on his bicycle and playing tennis. And it says condition, tone, wrist, forearms, and shoulders, strengthen arm, wrist, hand, and grip, a coordination to increase dexterity and rehabilitation, aids in the prevention of hand and shoulder injuries. And we're, like I said, we're going to put the picture on all of our social media so you guys don't buy this. And CVS should take it off their shelves for sure, because and you know what makes me really mad more than anything is that these are useless. Pretty much they're very difficult. Even Ron had trouble. You had to find a string. You put the, it's got a string. What more do you need to know? Okay. And so the string is even difficult to get in there, and then you have to spin it out and all this crazy stuff. But what, how many of those did they, let's just say that they made 10,000 of them, okay, which is probably you know, that's a good number, don't you think? Yeah. Guesstimate. They made 10,000 to sell in certain CVSs across the country. They're all going to end up in a landfill. And that's not cool. It's not good.
Well, the company certainly makes a quick dollar.
Yeah.
$24 times 10,000.
Yeah, I wonder if they made them, probably had them made in China. Oh, yeah. Maybe cost $2 to make, maybe $3. I don't know, but
nice.
Of course you got your you got a lot of other costs too. But what a waste! What a waste! So we just want to get that out there for you. Since I wasted my money, I don't want you to waste yours. But hopefully
your gerbil could run on it.
I know. We'll put a picture on it. It'll be funny. We'll actually do a live video of Ron playing with it. How about that? All right,
Hockey
everyone.
Puck.
We've got a great show coming up. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H-Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H-Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H-Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's H-Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order.
If you or someone you know suffers from any of the following ailments, heartburn, bloating, cramping, gassiness, or constipation, these could be the signs of digestive enzyme deficiency, which means poor digestion and absorption of nutrients. Our overly processed food supply puts a strain on our digestive system. And if you're trying to eat raw and healthy, well, that too can create problems if your gut is off balance. That's why something so simple and useful as Sun Warrior Enzymes can help correct some of these problems. You can learn more at SunWarrior.com. Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Guess what? Charlotte's Web has done it again with their new hemp-infused nourishing body cream and balm. Their thoughtful formulation features beneficial botanicals to help support skin health and beautification, with vitamin B5, aloe, coconut oil, arnica, and shea butter to calm dry, itchy skin and support skin revitalization. And of course, all of the ingredients are sustainably grown, non-GMO, preservative-free, gluten-free, cruelty-free, and packaged in BPA-free containers. Find Charlotte's Web at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans, but they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Ron Inserta in studio with me, Robin Perry Braun, and I've got Dr. Michelle Perro. She's an MD. I have her on the line. She is a veteran pediatrician with over 35 years of experience in acute and integrative medicine. More than 10 years ago, Dr. Perro transformed her clinical practice to include pesticide and health advocacy. She has both directed and worked as attending physician from New York's Metropolitan Hospital to the UCSF Benoit Children's Hospital in Oakland. Dr. Perro has managed her own business, Down to Earth Pediatrics, and she is currently lecturing and counseling, as well as working with Gordon Medical Associates, an integrative health center in Northern California. Dr. Perro and Dr. Vinkane Adams are the authors of the book, What's Making Our Children Sick? And How Industrial Food is Causing an Epidemic of Chronic Illness and What Parents and Doctors Can Do About It. Such a pleasure to have you back, Dr. Perro. How are you?
Good morning, Bernadette. Thank you for having me back. Glad to be here.
Well, I love your book, and I hope that everyone out there listening buys it. It is What's Making Our Children Sick and How Industrial Food is Causing an Epidemic of Chronic Illness and What Parents and Doctors Can Do About It. So let me start with this. So are genetic modification technologies actually increasing instead of decreasing the amount of toxic chemicals that are being used in crop production?
Absolutely. The answer is yes. So when this genetic modification first was introduced into our food system about 20 years ago, the only reason being is that you can spray crops without them dying. They're called herbicide-tolerant crops. So that's the only reason why there was this genetic modification technology introduced. Since the introduction, the use of herbicides and chemicals, pesticides as well, which includes insecticides, has increased, mostly herbicides, and it's increased 300-fold as of 2018. So in some areas of California, where I live, I have maps of the different counties of California where hundreds of thousands to million pounds of pesticide, particularly Roundup, are sprayed per year per county. So this is a massive increase in the amount of toxic chemicals being applied to our food.
Yeah, and I know that the EWG, the Environmental Working Group, used to have like the Dirty Dozen. Now it's like the Dirty 10 Dozen. There's like, or maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit to make a point, but there's like, I believe there's 60 or 70 items, fruits and vegetables on there now that are considered toxic, and you should definitely buy them organic. A lot of people don't think about that. I made, Dr. Perro, so I made some homemade, I was at the farmer's market over the weekend. I got some nice organic carrots and organic celery and organic onions, and I made a cream of potato, carrot, celery, and onion soup, and it turned out delicious. I used like an almond and cashew milk mix, and it was delicious and nutritious, and I love the fact that it was organic, but people don't think about something as simple as celery being toxic.
You know, even if you're not eating genetically modified food, and we can get into that, Bernadette, if you're not buying organic, that crop is heavily sprayed. For example, wheat, just wheat alone. If you're buying non-organic wheat, the pesticides used, particularly Roundup or glyphosate-based herbicides, are sprayed on the wheat plant off-label as a desiccant to dry the crop out. So the amount of pesticides on non-organic food is massive, even if it's not genetically modified. And so good for you for making that soup. Sounds lovely. What time's dinner? I'm coming over. But yes, this is how we have to change our mindset around food.
Well, and I have to tell you, it didn't take very long. People say, well, I don't have time for that. It really didn't take me 5 minutes to put it in a roasting pan, roast it for a couple of hours, low and slow, pull it out, put it in my blender, blended it all up, put it back on the stove, and just heated it up with some cashew almond milk and a little bit of butter, and it was tremendous and very nutritious, I might add, not poisonous, which you really have to take. You really need to take this very serious because it's our health that we're talking about. So let me ask you this. Are genetically engineered foods that are grown with these pesticides and, of course, are now in plentiful supply, are they studied sufficiently enough to know whether or not they are themselves dangerous to humans and particularly to children?
Well, your listeners will be sad to know that genetically modified foods have never been studied in humans. All of our data came from laboratory animals, particularly rats. Now, we are not rats, not all of us. Some of us are, but most of us are not rats. And so you can extrapolate some of the data, but not all. And the studies, by the way, by big agribusiness were not exactly great. There were flaws in the studies because my colleague and I, we looked deep into the data because we knew that our book would be heavily scrutinized.
Mm-hmm.
So we studied that science. We pored over the references. I think we have over 250 citations in the book really examining the science. And in humans, there's none. In addition, there's a particular type of genetic modification process called BT. And when you eat a BT crop, BT corn, for example, every corn kernel that you're eating is a pesticide in itself.
Wow.
So the food itself has been turned into a toxic chemical. And so here are families thinking they're giving their children healthy foods, you know, corn. For example,
right.
Not bad, but here it is a toxic food.
Well, and that's what they're feeding to cows. So if you're eating traditional beef, and I'm not even grass-fed, you have to be careful now. It has to be grass-finished because they fatten them up with corn, cheap corn, I might add, this BT corn that we're talking about at the end of their life, so they can get more when they take them to whatever they call that, when they weigh them in. I can't recall what it's called right now. There's a term for it. But so let me ask you this. Are the agrochemicals associated with GM foods, the production, actually toxic? And if so, how toxic and at what levels are they toxic?
So we know from the literature that the genetic modification process in itself causes problems from as early as 20 years ago by the work of a researcher named Dr. R. Papusti. Fast forward to another researcher out of London a year ago. He looked at the GM process. His name is Dr. Michael Antonio. So we know there's a problem just with that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you just look at pesticides, we've known that pesticides are not good for health for decades, at least since the time of Rachel Carson, the pioneer in this movement with DDT. So we have a gal right at Berkeley who's been studying pesticides and children's health in the Salinas Valley for 19 years. And the health problems she's uncovered are profound. There is a myth that needs to be broken, and that myth is that dose makes the poison. Well, if you just eat a little bit, it's fine. Well, that's actually not true. Even if you're actually getting a small amount of pesticides, there is at the very bottom of that curve an inverse relationship where even small amounts can cause effects, and we think it's endocrine disruption.
Wow.
And as little as 2 parts per billion of Roundup came out in a study a year ago, caused something called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease in rats, which is now affecting 1 in 4 Americans. So that is a very small amount and way under the amount that you and our children and our grandchildren are consuming, as well as our animal friends, our pets.
It's so scary. It's so, so scary. You know, I feel like we're witnessing an epidemic of like dangerous exposure to the very things that have been putatively, you know, used to ensure a safe and reliable food supply.
There is no doubt that we have turned our food toxic. It's less so in other countries because it's country by country. Some foods outright have banned GMOs. Some use less pesticides. Some allow lower amounts in their food. In the U.S., we keep increasing the amount of pesticides we can have in our food because we keep spraying more, because 75% of weeds now in the U.S. are resistant to the most commonly used herbicides that are glyphosate-based. So this is a huge problem that we're facing. So we're eating more. And so our U.S. food supply is contaminated. When you go in a supermarket and you buy any processed food, 85% of them have GMO with their associated pesticides. So parents need a PhD how to figure out what to put on the dinner table.
They really do. And, you know, it's kind of scary. And I know that you're really passionate about raising awareness for not only parents, but for providers of all health providers, since it seems that parents are way ahead of the pediatricians caring for the children. I know that you wanted to give a shout out to women that carry the weight of their sick children and are actively learning how to become healthcare providers in their own right.
Again, Bernadette, excellent point. Dr. Adams, really, and I, we dedicated the book to the mothers of chronically ill children. In my own practice, it was mostly the moms bringing these kids in, dealing with the chronic health epidemic. It's one out of two kids in America now is a chronic disease. Boy, and if that doesn't shake you up, I don't know what will. So we shout out to these moms. We have a whole chapter dedicated to warrior moms because these women have taken a beating. They're getting eye rolls from their pediatricians. Their parents are, you know, naysaying. They're getting criticism everywhere. And they're forging on to create a more sustainable food. And they get a lot of grief even from their partners, perhaps their husbands, because, as you know, organic food costs more.
Mm-hmm.
And it shouldn't be that way because conventionally grown crops are subsidized by the government. That's crazy. Why don't we subsidize organic food?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And I have some personal stories I'll share with you off the air about that sometime. It is a fight. It's a fight for women. It really is. And as you say, I know that you wanted to make this point, too, that women have been seeking herbs for healing since the beginning of time.
Women have been the gatherers, right? Men went to hunting. They went long distances. We gals kind of stayed close to home and did all the herbal medicine. That's what we do. And we still care for the children. And most of my families that I've cared for in my 37-year career has been mostly women doing the healing. And it's not a diss on guys. They do healing too. But a lot of this work often falls to moms. So we've been doing it. Now, moms with sick kids have done something very interesting, as you mentioned before. They've created a whole parallel universe of treating their kids outside the Western medical system, particularly with moms of kids with autistic spectrum disorder, which is now an epidemic in its right by definition. One in 68 kids now on the spectrum, and I just heard anecdotally that it's increasing. And those moms are learning themselves to become holistic practitioners and are treating their children with success. There's this whole parallel universe occurring out there that I think pediatricians need to open their eyes and step up.
Absolutely. I hope you'll come back. I know that our listeners and myself, we love listening to you. You're just a wealth of information. Thank you so much for jumping on the air with us, Dr. Perro.
My pleasure, and keep up the cooking, Bernadette.
Thanks.
I just ordered your book.
Yeah, her book's amazing, and I'm going to give her a shout-out again. It's Dr. Michelle Perro and Vinkane Adams, PhD. The name of the book is What's Making Our Children Sick? How Industrial Food is Causing an Epidemic of Chronic Illness and What Parents and Doctors Can Do About It. Again, thank you so much, Dr. Michelle Perro, MD. She is a veteran pediatrician with over 35 years of experience in acute and integrative medicine. Everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea and...
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why ICW? ICW because Charlotte's Web is an amazing family-owned Colorado company founded by the Stanley Brothers. CW Hemp leads the industry in quality, safety, consistency, and social responsibility to improve lives daily through the use of Charlotte's Web hemp extract. I personally use CW for calm and focus. CW Hemp helps me perform my best every day, and that's why I CW. Find Charlotte's Web at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta-Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta-Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin, As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
People stay just a little bit longer. We want to play just a little bit longer. The promoter don't mind.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Berrientos. I've got Robin Perry Braun in studio with me and Ron Inserta. Ron Inserta has over 10 years' experience as a strength and speed coach, working with hundreds of athletes from the NBA, NFL, PGA, and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. His philosophy is simple: prepare the mind, fuel the body, and train to win. His work has attracted special forces operators and business executives alike. His approach is to perform is evidence-based and practical, combining years of mentorship from world-renowned coaches and doctors along with direct on-the-job experience. Over the past 4 years, Ron has taken his passion for athletic performance and health to an entrepreneurial level and has built an amazing 9,000-square-foot sports training facility where hundreds of like-minded members, clients, and athletes come every week to partake in one of his many revered training programs. Ron, great to have you back in studio. And today we're talking about differences in lifting between men and women. So should men and women exercise differently?
This is a pretty big debate, as I'm sure you've
I'm ready.
Uncovered in the past. Okay, here's the big secret. There's not much of a difference.
Really?
In my experience, the main differences become in that women can typically hold higher intensity exercises a little bit longer than men. So, yes.
Why do you think that is?
You guys are just tougher.
Because we're BA.
You have to deal with us for so long.
Childbirth. That's what I was going to say, childbirth.
Yeah, well, not every woman's had a baby, so you can't say that either. I just think women are just a little tougher emotionally. Let me just say that.
Yeah, and they can.
You know what jumped into my head is like the Navy SEALs. They're so tough.
Yeah.
And so I think it's maybe better to say it's an individual, on an individual basis.
It is an individual basis, because a lot of that comes down to, is the individual willing to take themselves to the depth of discomfort that sometimes is required?
Yeah. I could never be a Navy SEAL.
And that's, No, I mean, I've had Navy SEALs in my gym. I've worked with these guys, teams up to 15.
Do they have women Navy SEALs?
That
is a good question.
I always wondered things like aerobics. I always noticed, and I thought it was because men's muscle is heavier, so they can't hold like their just own body weight up, like holding their arms out, say, as long as women can. Is that true?
I think physically men are generally more developed in the upper body, and women are more developed in the lower body.
Why is that? But isn't that because that's what they focus on, men? I'm talking about men now. Don't men like forget about working out their legs? I've seen it a million times.
There is a little bit of that, but I think it's more a little bit more into the natural sense of how women are more in tune with their lower body saying that that's where
babies
the vital reproduction organs.
Yeah. Well,
are.
But men have more. How much? What percentage is it? Like, I'm guessing here, like 20% more muscle mass than women in general, don't they?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it more than that? What's the percentage? I used to know that. I don't know though.
Honestly, I don't know the percentage.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, I can tell you. I used to take groups of clients out rock climbing. And the stronger guys, the big, you know, big arms, mm-hmm. big shoulders guys, those are the guys who gassed out first. And it was usually the women who didn't have any experience. They were able to get to the mm-hmm. top of the rock climbing wall, because in rock climbing, although grip strength is important, guys typically go right for the hands and try to pull themselves right. up and then gas out
but
too
early.
But
core strength is more important, I think, or just as important when you're rock climbing. Speaking of rock climbing, we should all go. I used to go all the
gosh.
Time, and I love that.
It would be so fun.
There's a great gym just on the street.
I know. Right over there. Yeah, just a couple. Yeah, not far. It's in Carrollton, right?
Well, they have the Silos in Carrollton, which is my personal favorite.
Okay.
That one you've got to be good at rock climbing.
Yeah.
There's another gym called Summit, which is also awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot more family friendly, beginner friendly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's
that's the one I've been to.
It's totally different.
So, what do you think? They're not going to let me in the other one? Let us in.
So the one that I'm talking about in Carrollton is right off of 35, and it's in the Silos. And it is...
I've heard about
it. It's legitimate, hardcore rock climbing. It's awesome.
That's cool, though. Oh, wow. Okay, so let's get back on task here. So should men and women exercise differently?
So
you said no.
No, I really don't think so. I've trained hundreds of women, you know, in my group classes, in private clients, you know, athletes, and I stick to the basics. You know, from day one, we stick to the foundational list. We stick to squats. We stick to deadlift. Pull-ups, any kind of a pressing movement. So it could be mm-hmm. a standing press, could be, you know, if whether it's a man or woman, if they've got upper body strength to do dips, then we always try to go into dips. You know, having relative strength is very important. The ability to pull yourself up and do a full chin-up, that's the type of strength that you never lose. But, you know, and again, it comes down to the primary differences are going to be based on the individual's goals.
Mm-hmm.
In my experience, I think most people don't know where to start. Let's say a brand new beginner, you know, turn of January, January 1, I want to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they go right to the cardio machine, right? They sign up for whatever gym is convenient, whatever gym is close, and they go right to the elliptical, which is fine. You know, you can't hate on the people who just go to the elliptical.
At least they're getting exercise.
At least they're getting exercise.
But if you're not doing HIIT training on an elliptical, I can tell you from past experience, it doesn't do much.
It really doesn't.
In fact, I felt like it fattened me up, not leaned me out.
Well, and it will. Okay, so the first 14 to 21 days, you will get a positive training effect, whether it's elliptical or not. However, after that 14, 21 days, you're gonna start adapting,
mm-hmm.
right?
And you'll adapt to anything, won't you?
You can adapt to food. You can adapt to supplements. You know, you can adapt to a lot of things.
I remember when I first started training with Tina, like I could still jump rope for almost an hour. And she said, you don't, I'm telling you though, you don't, other than that, you're not really strong. I'm like, oh yeah? You know, we'll see. And she kicked my rear end. She really did.
And so, you know, another thing that I just thought about is, and you know, I might use the story about my fiance this morning.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Because I know a lot of women have the same thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she was asking me, she pointed to the side of her leg. She goes, how do I lose this little pouch of fat? Okay, now my fiance is lean. She's a former soccer player. She's been an athlete all her life, right? But she was telling me she's got this problem on the side of her leg, a little bit of body fat. The reality is there's not an exercise that you can spot reduce.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I can't tell you how many women, female magazines do you see that say, you know, do this side leg lift, cable, put a cable strap around your ankle, mm-hmm. and do it 75 reps. That doesn't work. Okay, not only that, but you're going to cause, later down the line, you're going to cause more imbalance in the hip or in the back, whatever it might be. So back to the point, you cannot spot reduce. The issue comes, and this was what Dr. Perro was talking about, the issue comes in how you store your body fat. Where you are holding on to fat mm-hmm. is an immediate tell into how your body responds to insulin or cortisol, or how you know, in women and men have an issue with this as well, how you metabolize estrogen.
Well, yeah, and I was just going to say, hormonally, you know, women during the time of their when they're menstruating, they tend to, you know, gain a couple extra pounds, water weight, whatever, and it's usually on the legs, the butt, you know, the abdomen, lower abdomen, and it goes away. But a lot of what we're talking about too is diet. You can't out-exercise a bad diet.
No, and so here's the thing. Here's exactly what I told Jillian: to lose that little pouch on the side of your leg, you got to stop drinking wine. Okay.
What?
Which, hold on. Hold on. It's short term, right? It's short term. No, you have to stop drinking alcohol because that the side of the leg, especially right there on the side of the leg and in the hamstring is a problem area that indicates estrogen metabolism, which is also a sign of poor liver detoxification.
Mm.
Okay, so that's the first issue.
Or drink more water.
Or
if you have a glass of wine, have two glasses of water, right?
I say drink one glass of water per one glass of wine. Do one and one.
Okay.
But if we're talking about elimination and completely, zero. Okay, so eliminate alcohol, clean up the diet, cruciferous vegetables, lean proteins, and once you start that nutritionally, split squats or lunges, right? That'll help strengthen the glutes, the hamstrings, and the quads, which are all muscles of the legs,
mm-hmm.
which will help reduce that area, right? And that same theory can be applied all over the body.
All over the body. Worry about bulking up, right?
Bulking up, okay. If you've got excess body fat, it's not going to go away.
Right.
All right. Just because you've got excess body fat and you start lifting weights, sure, you're going to have a metabolic effect. But if you keep eating donuts, that's what's keeping you bulky.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I remember with another trainer, the first trainer I actually had, I could bench press my free weight, my own body weight, two times, which is pretty impressive for a small woman.
Yeah.
And anyway, I never bulked up. I just got really lean.
I can show you recent pictures of women at the gym who are doing chin-ups, full chin-ups, not the ones on the machine,
mm-hmm.
but full chin-ups with weight on their belt. And these women all have body fat percentages under 20%. And they're lean and just super strong. It's awesome.
Always great talking with you, Ron. You're going to stay with us. And we've got Robin Perry Braun coming up. She's going to be talking about what happens in your brain during meditative states. So everyone stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Ask me where I come from. I'll say a different land, but I've got memories and travel like gypsies in the night.
If you've been searching for someone that makes an all-natural, completely plant-based raw multivitamin, then give Sun Warrior a try. Sun Warrior is packed with minerals, phytonutrients, enzymes, and antioxidants. And here's the best part. Made without synthetic ingredients, chemicals, non-GMO, binders, or fillers. Sun Warrior vitamins are available in either men's or women's formula. To order or for more information, please go online to sunwarrior.com and get ready to unleash your inner warrior.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com. Hi, this is Bernadette. Guess what? Charlotte's Web has done it again with their new hemp-infused nourishing body cream and balm. Their thoughtful formulation features beneficial botanicals to help support skin health and beautification. With vitamin B5, aloe, coconut oil, arnica, and shea butter to calm dry, itchy skin and support skin revitalization. And of course, all of the ingredients are sustainably grown, non-GMO, preservative-free, gluten-free, cruelty-free, and packaged in BPA-free containers. Find Charlotte's Web at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
This is karma's gonna get you. Gonna knock you right on the head.
I love this song. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Aviana Berrientos in studio, Lexi Brinkley, Robin Perry Braun, and Ron Inserta. Ron Inserta, I did not mention this, that you can find him at oakfitdallas.com. That's oakfitdallas.com. That's his amazing 9,000 square foot sports training facility. I also wanted to let you guys know that you can listen to our podcast from Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, and TuneIn. You can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to subscribe to our newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors that bring this fine programming to you, like Sun Warrior, Squatty Potty, Charlotte's Web, the H Hemp Company, Paleo Magazine, and now the Wellbeing Journal, the International Society of Sports Nutrition. The list is getting long, I'm happy to say. I might have to start splitting it into two different things, but you know, I just love what I do, and I really appreciate everyone out there listening and helping us spread the word, because we've got a lot of important information that we need to share like compost, you know, just spread it around so it has some power. So everyone, and I also want to, Aviana, tell us about the EarthX Earth Day coming up. Yeah. Okay.
Earth Day returns to Fair Park in Dallas, Texas, April 20th through the 22nd, presented by EarthX, the world's largest environmental experience. Featuring over 800 green exhibitors, expert speakers, interactive virtual reality programming, and a film festival. There's also a tiny house village, outdoor adventure zone, a green auto show, and more. EarthX brings people and organizations together to find solutions for a more sustainable future. Change happens here. For more information, go to earthx.org.
That's a mouthful.
That's a mouthful. Okay. You got it out there.
You did get it out there. Thank you so much. Okay, so Robin Perry Braun, she's a holistic counselor who has worked specifically with sex and sexual addictions for 16 years. She is also an emotion code energy practitioner and does integrated life practitioner, author. That's not written right. Okay, sorry about that. But she is an ordained minister. She's an author, a speaker, and does Skype sessions all over the world, and uses a quantum energy approach to address mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical problems. You can find her at integratedlifestrategies.com. That's integratedlifestrategies.com. Or you can find all of our guest experts at oneliferadio.com. So what happens in your brain during meditative states? So, you know, what is a meditation from a scientific point of view?
Well, I want to point to the work of Dr. Joe Dispenza, and he's a pretty well-known author. He's
I've got a couple
books.
Of his books.
Yeah, and he does some YouTube videos, and so he's really accessible. He's a great teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they did was he actually healed his body from paralysis through just using his thought, just from thought. Pretty amazing story, and won't go into that. But so what they did in these meditation things, and they're all filmed, is they hooked everybody up to EEG machines and another type of brain scan. So they were actually able to gather scientific data using pretty much just normal guided meditation. It wasn't particularly spiritual. It was more about reducing, relaxing, bringing yourself down into altered states of consciousness, and then being able to measure that with measuring devices. So it was actually pretty amazing
Well, and mankind has had a yearning to alter their state of consciousness since the beginning of time.
Right.
I'm thinking of a book by Dr. Andrew Weil, The Natural Mind, which is one of my favorite books. If you're interested in altering your mind, that's a great place to start. It's
right.
a really good book. It was written in the 70s, and it's just a really good book. You made me think about it. So you know, meditation, you hear it all the time now. You know, I was in the flotation business.
Right.
It changed my life. It truly right. changed my life. For those of you out there that have never meditated or never floated or anything like that, I can't tell you how many times people said, Bernadette, you really need to try meditation. I was like, I can't meditate.
Right.
But I'm telling you, it is an absolute game changer.
And you know, that's a good point. A lot of people, the reason they can't meditate is they don't know how to calm or relax. And that really is the problem. So most of the day, during the day, we're in what we call beta wave state. And that's our normal interactive, our conscious state. But in America, for the most part, focusing on America, we are more likely to stay in what we call high beta state. And that's anxiety, that's stress, and we get stuck there. It's a fight or flight mode.
Mm-hmm.
And we get stuck there and we don't know how to come down a high beta until we go to bed and we crash and then we
right.
start it all over again the next day.
Well, Diamond has a question.
I just wanted to know exactly what's a good method to start meditating. I think a lot of people just don't know what steps to do after you sit down and turn everything off.
Yeah. Well, that's a good question. I would say probably doing a group or something that's recorded. I actually use it's called Brain Tap, and I use it with my clients too. And it's actually like a recorded hypnosis type of thing. So it kind of takes you through a lowering your frequency process by an expert, and it's talking you through it. So a lot of people can't meditate because they can't listen to music. Their brain goes off in a million different directions.
Right.
So a guided meditation that's actually telling you what to do can help you begin to be able to lower your brain waves down to an alpha or beta or theta frequencies.
So. Yeah, and I think that, you know, I know for myself, you know, you can meditate, and you know, I never really even thought about it, but when I dance, I meditate because I go off into like a different world.
Right.
It's just me and the music. I usually have my house a little darker, my sound really loud. I'm being serious because I also keep my house quiet a lot. Like, I don't like a lot of sound in my house. And if I do, it's music that I put on.
Right.
I think that's a great place to get yourself almost conditioned to silence.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Reducing
stimulation
is
a start. Just reducing stimulation.
And
trying to sit without stimulation for a while
right.
in our culture would be a good place to
and
start.
And read
too.
Instead of being on your laptop or your phone.
Right.
I mean, social media is just so maddening and it's getting worse. I just think that is so counterintuitive to what we're talking about.
Yeah, and it keeps us in a constant state. Even the light on a phone screen, the lights that come off, it is about, we're so overstimulated in America, we don't know how to relax and to meditate. Sure.
And Ron has a question.
So with my clients, I tell them, hey, specifically weight loss and cortisol management.
Yeah.
Have you seen research that relates?
Absolutely. And that's kind of what I wanted to point into some of his research is that people who typically get stuck in anxiety and don't know how to relax, they've seen huge breakthroughs and even with illnesses by teaching them to meditate and their brain changes frequency. They can measure it and actually can even go into a gamma frequency, which would be almost like a bliss state.
Mm-hmm.
And it just happens. So it's really kind of an amazing thing. But, you know, cortisol production has a bunch of factors in it.
Sure.
Lifestyle is a big thing. And so people who incorporate meditation, mindfulness and stuff in their lifestyle are learning to control their own ability to relax, reduce, lower their frequency. But obviously cortisol is a huge, huge health issue in America, especially
really
on so many levels.
Yeah, even just making wiser decisions when it comes to food, what they put in their mouth.
It's all connected.
Because a lot of, you know, someone who's stressed and anxious is not going to say, oh man, you know what? Last night I was so stressed out.
I ate an apple.
I went home and ate so much broccoli.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. That's what I meant. Something healthy. They went for sugar, carbs, you know, something to give them energy.
Well, it's not just that, but it's our brains trying to weigh a stay at homeostasis, and it's connected to chemicals like that are in foods to try to help it to reset. And it doesn't work.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
Well, you know what? Always great. Wish we had more time, doggone it. But we'll be back. You guys will be back soon, everyone. I just want to give another shout out to our sponsors and our new sponsor, the Wellbeing Journal. I'm holding the most recent copy here in my hand. It's great to have them on board. Paleo Magazine, the H Hemp Company, EarthX, the ISSN, Charlotte's Web, Squatty Potty, Sun Warrior. I think I said a couple of them twice, but it doesn't matter. All right, everyone. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.